JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. At Roger and JP, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Anytime you can, you can like, follow us there, and make comments during the show. I was just reading about these parents as a new way of parenting, which is, it's so odd. It's a new way, like what they're using. Parents are raising their kids by their astrological sign.
Why?
So, well, Trump, they're doing it because they're considering who the kids are according. So if the astrological signs say that little Ariana is creative and fluid, then they treat her like she's creative right away. And if their son Julian, in this example, is a Virgo, he's grounded.
Hands are magic markers? Or piano? How do they do it?
Yes, they encourage those things that the astrological signs say.
I would, if my child showed interest in that kind of stuff, I would encourage it anyway.
That's true. But if your kid has a tantrum, in this case, they don't blame the terrible twos or too much sugar. They say that, oh, his astrological sign explains his tantrums. And so they put up with it a little more, and they say, he'll come through this. Like, there's one kid in here, this is great, he's a Gemini. So they say, when he gets angry, we wait a little bit, and we wait for the other part of his personality to come out, and he's happy. So they just wait it out. Like, instead of, like, teaching the kid to control his anger, or maybe let him know this is wrong, you shouldn't be doing this. So each zodiac sign person is treated differently. And this is how they're actually parenting. If the kid is very different,
it seems so flighty
of them to like bring them up according to their astrological sign. Like,
right.
So do they
have a gender?
Oh, yes, they do. Oh,
okay.
I mean, she is calling him her son and her daughter.
Okay. There you go.
So, right.
All right. We're halfway there.
As she says, my little Aries is textbook. She says, when.
What does that mean?
That's the sign.
I know that. What is he? What
his
is
textbook? Aries. So
right, but what is textbook Aries? What is that? What are the traits of textbook Aries?
Well, how she describes him is when he was little, we would call him Little Napoleon or our Little Joe Pesci. So you're getting a feeling for like what his personality is.
She compared Joe Pesci to Napoleon.
Yep, and Little Joe Pesci, little temperamental. I think is what Aries she's trying traits. To get at.
Ma, what the f are you doing, Ma? You gotta be kidding me.
I don't know about all that. Their strengths are brave, concentrated, self-assured, optimistic. Their weaknesses are lack of patience, mood alteration. So then you would take that into consideration and understand
right.
that that's just how they're predisposed.
Or you would parent them
right
with structure.
See, that's the thing. I feel like she was. He would get moody and be cranky, and she'd be like, oh, my little Napoleon, instead of saying, cut it out.
That's not fair to Scorpio kids, though, because Scorpio is supposed to be evil, like vindictive, mean, jealous, horrible. Ooh. Like bad. So
ooh,
then they're just going to get
Scorpio.
Treated there that way. You know what I mean? Like you can't treat your kid.
Do you assume that kid is a mean kid?
If you're raising them by their traits, Scorpios are not nice people.
I'll tell you. And if you think about parents, I mean, we have our friend, they have a couple of daughters and they treat one daughter like she is just always going to do the bad thing. I hate it so much. Yeah. Susan too. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. She is going to be bad because they expect her to be bad. Like, that's horrible.
But they expect her to be bad for a reason.
She's the middle kid. Because the baby is the baby. The baby, the baby. All attention, right?
Right.
So all the attention's on the baby. The older one, well, that's the older one. She does everything because she's older and now she's self-sufficient. So the middle one is, that's the one who doesn't
Preach,
get the attention.
Roger. Preach.
Right. Is the problem child, whatever.
Preach.
So they're... She's always the one who's going to do something wrong and does something wrong. And if they would just, I don't know, give her just a little love, she'd be fine.
That was my whole childhood. My mom assumed I was doing drugs and drinking and getting laid and smoking cigarettes. And I was literally doing none of it. And my older brother was absolutely doing all of it. And my younger brother was doing all of it once he got a little bit older. And I wasn't doing any of it.
Sounds like a lot of projection on your mom's part onto you.
I know, but I wasn't. Just because you are doesn't mean I am. And so then it took me until I was like 17 and I was finally was like, you want to know what? You think I'm out having sex? I went and I had sex.
Oh, the skanky
That'll
hole.
Teach her.
You showed her.
It took me long enough. But
right. She probably said, you want me to come along?
But that's some solid, I feel bad for that middle child because it sucks. It's like, I'm not doing anything wrong, but then it almost is the mentality of, well, then I might as well because I'm going to get in trouble for it anyway. Bastards.
And I think that's exactly what this little girl's attitude is. She's like six.
Oh,
And, I mean, they just, it's self-fulfilling. So, I mean, these people in some positive but also negative ways are, like, also self-fulfilling these kids. Instead of trying to maybe mold them and guide them, they're letting them be in darker moods and be, you know, a little cranky here when they could be fine. You know, whatever.
Everybody's,
so it's just another weird way to bring up because I think.
Everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel.
No.
I think we all just need to make a concerted effort to stop beating our kids, and we'll be fine.
But how about you?
Everything is all out of control.
Beat them with the wheel.
All these little entitled rich white kids that are out there protesting and all that other nonsense, it's because their parents never kicked their ass.
Hi, JP's dad. How you doing?
It's the truth.
But isn't there a happy medium? Isn't there a way to be strict and have some discipline, but also understand where your child's mentality is coming from? Like,
right. I'm working on it. But in the meantime, you know, I feel like a good ass kicking will reset things.
Well, define ass kicking because you're not going to physically kick their butt. So what do you mean?
No, you see, that's exactly what I am thinking. Like physically kicking their ass, taking my foot and kicking them in the ass.
No.
Yes, you can.
You can have some strict
rules. Doesn't leave a mark. That's the problem. You know, all these kids, these young kids are out protesting. They're pissed off at the world. Meanwhile, they have had everything handed to them. There's so many of these little. They just did a. There was
a boomerang so hard right now.
No, well, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why because there was a report last night on the news. Some protest happened. I want to say it was either in the city or in Connecticut or whatever it was, and a bunch of these kids were Antifa kids, right? They're 20-year-old kids. Then they gave the background. This one went to a $60,000 a year school. Ooh. This one went to private school.
Yeah.
This one vacationed.
Yeah.
Did summers in Europe. This one, I'm like, what the hell are you pissed off about?
Right, but they're throwing Molotov
How
cocktails.
How about you look at your parents and say thank you and go get a goddamn job? Do that.
Exactly.
Instead of throwing bricks. Because bye-bye. When it all comes around, you're going to take a brick to the head.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. What? You want one too?
No.
I'm a little sexy right now, aren't I?
No.
Yeah.
You're
totally
so
am.
Angry.
I am angry because, you know what?
Sometimes it's
like
too much.
I watch some of this stuff and I just get angry about it because they start doing the backgrounds of these people that are getting arrested and they are coming from privileged backgrounds. And I'm like, what are you so pissed off about? Like, what are you looking for a fight for?
But no, but you can. Someone can be privileged and still understand that there are people who aren't privileged and want to help them.
Want to help them and support them and all that stuff. Yeah. I'm all in. I'm all in on it. Throwing bricks at cops, stuff like that. Not in.
I would hope that you would come away from this, the bigger picture, and know that not all the people that want
never
to help
said
are
that.
Like that.
I never said not all of them. These ones just happened to be Antifa, and two of them got caught with Molotov cocktails.
Well, that has nothing to do with what the message
those
is.
Those are the ones I'm talking about.
But
right.
I don't like to put those in any conversation because it gives them it. That has nothing to do with what's the message.
I didn't say I didn't say the phrase Black Lives Matter or anything like that. I said Antifa. There's two different things going
on
here.
As long as
I've said that 10 times.
Yeah, as long as we establish it's two different. So I don't know why we would talk about that in correlation.
Because these
with
are the ones
other.
That I'm talking about that they just did the profile on them. And they did the whole background on who they are and what they would do. That's why.
And that's why you were saying you were aggravated because of them.
Right.
And they're the ones that
you
should be thankful
to
their parents. And right.
You had the world handed to you. It's summering in Europe. You went to $60,000 a year school and you want to throw bricks at cops?
And that's wrong. But not
I hope
all
they end
that
you.
Are privileged. They want, there are people who are privileged who want to help that aren't like that. What you're saying is right, but I just don't.
Tons of them. I'm not talking about the entire thing, specifically about this. And
these specific like six kids.
Right.
Right.
These
they've
six
taken
kids,
their privilege.
But they're
and
not
it
the only six kids with privilege that are out there with, you know, going way over the top. And I'm not talking about the ones that are doing peaceful protests or anything that. I'm talking about the ones that are lighting buildings on fire.
And that would be these who just got the punishment from the judge, right?
Well, no, that's a different one.
Oh, is that different ones even?
This is the Lancaster thing. So there was that guy that went at the cop with the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Cop shot him.
Yeah,
well, then all of a sudden the protest broke out and they were throwing bricks at cop cars and they were throwing gallon bottles and they were throwing barricades at cops and all the other stuff. And they were screaming, we want the cops to, you know, to get stabbed or shot, whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
10 of them got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Judge was like, bail set at $1 million a piece. Suck it.
Woo.
Yep.
Wow.
Go ahead. Throw a brick.
Wow.
Let me know when your family's got that $1 million to get you out on bond.
So opposite what went on. I mean, in a lot of situations, when the rioting was bad, I remember New York City, the people who were actually doing actual rioting, not protesting, but they were in jail and out in no time.
Right. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, The judge was not having it.
$1 million.
That judge was not having it. Like $1 million apiece. Now what? See ya. Grab another brick.
Don't burn down my town.
There you go.
Lancaster. Not putting up with it.
That judge was like, not on my watch.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big one. He may have to adjust that. It might be a little much for what they did. Like, I don't know if $1 million is the right punishment, but I don't know what they did either. So. Well, it is. It's breaking news. Held on a whopping $1 million bail.
Go ahead, read it, and it'll tell you exactly what they did. They were throwing bricks. They were throwing barricades. They were throwing gallon jugs of liquid. They were, at the cops.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if $1 million bail is the right number for that. I'm saying if he overreached, he's going to have to change it back to whatever it's supposed to be. Maybe it's supposed to be $2,500. I don't know.
$1 million. Suck it.
I know.
It'll take days for it to get to another court where somebody will flip, you know.
True.
In the meantime, you spend a few days in jail.
Yeah. Wow. 12 adults. Sorry, Barry and Catherine. Dylan.
Oh, you're going to have to wait till
Marie.
You're going to have to wait for the next bus to get you to the court because the seatbelt is busted, so there's no room. Sit in jail for another day until we get the next bus. Huh. Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Oh, crap. There's a 16-year-old boy who was also busted for disorderly conduct.
At 3 a.m.
Check this out. Possession of instruments of crime and propulsion of missiles onto a roadway. Who's that kid? 16. I mean, I don't have a name, but what? I've never seen charges like that. Propulsion of missiles onto a roadway and institutional vandalism.
I'm pretty sure.
He's got quite a list.
My father had said to me, he's like, John, you ever get in trouble, I'll always be there to back, you know, to help you. If I'm in jail. What'd you do? I had propulsion of
missiles onto a roadway.
Something along those lines.
Oh, my God.
Like, all right, you're going to sit there for a while.
They just got me for possession of instruments of crime.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to get dusty.
Right. I'll get you out, but I'm kicking your ass. Which one you want to do? You want to stay?
Stay here and think about it a little while.
I think.
Well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Next hour, we'll get to the top 10 list at 1:35 and a lot more. And then at 2 o'clock, Drew's got another.